Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good evening, Sam.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you tonight. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, by the way, what was keeping you busy before I called you? Yeah, were you what were you doing? Yeah.
I am using a computer.
Ah, I see you were busy doing with your. Is it related to your job?
Yes.
Sort of. Okay. By the way, have you ever eaten fruits that come from other countries? Can you name some? What fruits have you
Bananas.
eaten?
Bananas, grape.
Grapes, but grapes can also be grown in Korea.
But we are importing
Ah, really?
grape, grape
What
from
about
mainly
mangoes?
Chile, mango.
Mangoes, yeah. Pineapple. Usually they
Pineapple.
are tropical fruits. So have you eaten them?
Yes.
Okay. Tonight we are going to read an article about a fruit that has a very unique smell. Okay? It's called durian. Okay. All right, so you may open your file now.
I often do.
Okay. And would you mind reading it?
Okay. Durian is a tropical fruit. They can be grown only in hot and humid places. Durian are mainly grown in Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Thailand produces the most. Durians are harvested between June and August. Durian is a popular in Southeast Asia, yet the fruit has an unpleasant smell. Recently, researchers in Singapore have decoded the durian genome. They were able to find the genes that produce the fruit's aroma. There are at least 30 durian species. 9 are grown for human consumption. Durian trees can be 15 meters
Interesting.
tall. Their evergreen leaves are oblong. Unlike the fruit, they have a pleasant smell. Durian trees start to bear fruits at about 5 years old. The fruits are oval shaped. They have a brown green husk with stone-like spikes. A ripe durian has a paler and softer husk. The fruit can be 30 centimeters long and 15 centimeters wide. They can weigh 3 kilograms. Falling fruit can be dangerous if a person is on the durian tree. The fruit, edible, soft, and juicy flesh is divided into 5 segments. Each has a large seed. The seeds can be cooked and eaten, or scalded. The flesh can be white, yellow, or red, depending on the species. The flesh is 15% to 30% of total fruit. Many describe its taste as a mix of custard and almonds. Some people do not mind the durian's smell, yet most people say that the aroma is like rotten onions, sulfur, sewage, and dirty socks. Anthony Burgess is a well-known British author. He said that dining on durian was like eating fairies in a laboratory.
Laboratory, your laboratory. Okay.
Laboratory. Many hotels in Southeast Asia ban durian due to their smell. The fruits are not allowed in some forms of public transport, such as airlines. In the wild, the fruit smell helps the trees spread to other areas. The odor attracts some animals. After eating the fruit, they scatter the seeds on civets like a durian. These small cat-like animals can detect durian from a distance of 0.8 kilometers. A genome is a complete set of DNA. Every living thing has its own genome. It includes all of living organisms' genes. The genomes contain the information the organism needs to make and maintain itself. The Singaporean researchers took 3 years to map the durian genetic code. The researchers studied one of the most popular durian species called
Later, Nala.
These plants do not occur naturally. They have been crossbred by humans over many decades. Crossbreeding is a process of combining species to produce better fruits. For example, crossbreeding a large fruit and another with the best flavor could produce a larger or better tasting fruit. The researchers have identified the genes that produce durian's smell in the future. It may be possible to genetically modify the tree to remove its distinctive smell. Many people were pleased to hear the researchers' news, yet others say the durian would not be durian without its awful smell.
Yeah, it's definitely true because actually we have this kind of fruit in the Philippines, but this fruit cannot be seen everywhere, only in some regions or in some places. Okay, I think that they don't grow in other types of soil. Yeah. Well, by the way, have you ever seen this kind of fruit, or are you familiar with durian?
I don't, I never,
You've
I
never
have
seen?
never.
Okay. Actually, it has an awful smell, but its taste is really delicious. Yeah. So it's
Have
like,
you eaten?
yes. Yes, I had. Yes, I have. I have. Before, yeah. Actually, when the first time I ate it, I covered my nose so I wouldn't smell its yeah, I wouldn't smell the fruit. So I could eat its flesh, okay? Yeah. But after eating it, I realized how delicious the fruit was. Yeah, despite its disgusting smell. Okay, now here's my question for you, Sang. Well, in your opinion, should durian be banned in hotels and public transport? Yeah, what do you think?
If many people hate the smell of durian, it's possible that durian be banned in hotels and public
How about modifying it?
transport.
Modify. Do you
What?
agree with the idea that, some researchers want to modify?
The genome?
Yes. How about that? They want to genetically modify the tree, right, to remove its distinctive smell. So do you agree with that idea?
Yeah, I agree to that
Oh,
opinion.
really? Okay, can you support your idea, please?
In Korea, we use or utilized many kinds of modified DNA of crops,
Such as
rice,
what?
or rice and representative example is the melon. Melon?
Melon.
White, water,
watermelon.
Watermelon without seed.
Ah, without seeds. I cannot imagine a watermelon without its seeds. I cannot imagine myself, you know. I mean, come to think of it, Sang, if you remove the distinctive smell of kimchi, I think it will not become unique anymore, right? It's same, it's the same manner that if we remove the distinctive smell of durian,
I think
it
it's
wouldn't be a durian anymore.
It's different considerably.
Really?
Because, kimchi, the smell from kimchi, the smell of kimchi is from the other kinds of species.
But its aroma also makes it for some people dislike eating kimchi, right? It's the same thing that some people also don't like to eat durian because of its awful smell.
And so when we bring the kimchi, we always pay attention, pay close attention.
Sorry, Sang, I didn't catch.
Yeah, when we bring the kimchi, we have to pay attention.
Pay attention?
Pay close attention.
Go
very
on.
Carefully. Because of the smell of the kimchi.
Yes, but I think I think that its awful smell makes kimchi unique. So it's it's considered as an exotic food in your country, right? People remember your country easily because of kimchi. When you hear the word kimchi, that reminds somebody of about your country. Same thing that when they hear the word durian, that reminds them of the places, of those places that grow this kind of fruit. So in your opinion, Sang, is it okay to modify, genetically modify? Yes.
This is a question you ask.
Yes, you might as well change your point of view. Yes, Sang. So you would still stick with your opinion? You will stand by your opinion? So you think its smell, or I mean the fruit or the tree, should be genetically modified?
It's possible. If necessary.
But if you were to ask me, I don't like that kind of idea. I wouldn't agree.
Why?
As it said in the article, a durian would not be a durian without its awful smell. Right? I think that makes it unique among other fruits. Right? Its distinctive smell makes it unique. it may taste, it may smell awful, but its taste is very, very delicious.
Modern technology can remove the smell of the durian. It's very clear.
Yes,
And
it's
so
possibly, possibly.
we can get two kinds of durian. One is one is durian smelling awful.
Preserve, yeah, preserve its,
Yeah, preserving
preserve its
smell.
awful smell, and the other one is the
And
other
another is
species. Oh, I think that is a much better suggestion.
some if needed some people can get only one
I mean, they can have a choice, right?
depending on their tasting.
Yeah, depending on their taste, or it's just a matter of preference, right?
Their preference.
Yeah, preference. Okay. Yes, but for people who have durian in their places, for them, they would preserve its distinctive smell rather than modify it. What I mean to say is they got used to its smell, so they think that it should not be modified. I mean, the tree should not be modified. Did you get me? For people who grow durian in their places, they think that its distinctive smell must be preserved and should not be modified. But we all have our own opinions, so I mean, everybody's entitled to his or her opinion. That is your opinion, Sam, of course, so I respect whatever you say. I cannot disagree with your opinion.
I think the point is considerably different. Whether modifying the DNA, the most important thing is, I think, the cost.
Yes, I see. Yeah, that's the bottom line. Yeah,
If
I got it.
in modern world, the supply and demand or the price is the most important factor.
I think so.
If someone buy the durian without smell, at the very high price,
Maybe.
more than cost.
More than its regular cost. Its regular price.
No, we can develop the we can utilize the durian without smell.
Maybe in the future, Sam. Okay. Well, I think it's time to say goodbye for now. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing with me your insights. Okay, let's meet again tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Sang.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, bye.